We haven't done anything yet. We've just literally seen the football, but we haven't really
done... Yeah, because you spend your time sending 200 emails.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Two hours on...
There's no point being successful. This is the way I look at people.
Yes.
It's no good being successful if you can't find time for people.
Thank you.
Am I right, Gareth?
I've been for lunch with you quite a few times.
Well said.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was for lunch.
You've been for lunch. Yeah, but you're coming at the last minute.
Coming at the last minute, bam, and then he goes and he says, I've got to go.
Yeah.
What are you doing today when you leave here?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going again. You're always leaving us, Gal.
Jill, you ask for people to meet you for coffee. Who turns up?
Yeah, you. To be fair, Roy, you're so good.
Thank you.
If you say half 10, you're there at half 10.
I find time for people.
But I do get to.
Didn't I come with you yesterday with my bad knee?
It's not
45 minutes.
Yeah, that was lovely.
It's like you send about 10 messages asking for a coffee.
No, but I know you never reply.
Exactly.
Gal, you don't reply.
Roy's the only one
that replies. Thank you.
And if he says half 10, I'm sitting there for 9.
No point in having millions in the bank. This is not success in life. You know, people go, I've made a fortune. But if you can't find the time for your friends and family, forget about it.
That's Roy Keane talking with his fellow pundits, Ian Wright and Gary Neville, about Gary Neville's practices, his work behaviour. He's always on the rush, he's always on Zoom, he's always answering his emails, and that's the scenario, that's the situation, that's what they see as his friends when it comes to the way he's behaving and the way he's working. Like, they are out there, I know it sounds like they're having breakfast, they're having a great time, they're out there working, but at the same time Roy is saying, look, you're successful, you're a multimillionaire, what are you doing? Well, we decided to talk to him. I want your views on that this morning. What do you think, first of all, of Roy Keane's wisdom, but secondly, that general point, break it away from Roy Keane. This is how you live your life, whether successful or not, how you organise your work and how you organise your time. With me in studio here, in our studio in Killarney, Fred McDonough, who is founder and CEO of Red Chair Recruitment. Fred, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, listeners.
What do you make of it all? First of all, Roy, you know, he stormed home from Saipan. He's made plenty of mistakes himself in his life. But he was speaking wisdom there, wasn't he? Or was he?
Well, absolutely. And I, as a Liverpool fan, you are either you love Roy Keane or you hate Roy Keane. But I personally, as we just mentioned, Saipan, I was devastated when he walked away. It was our one chance.
I'm still not over it. Yeah. I'm still not over it.
And I don't think I will be. Before we got into mobile phones and stuff, none of us were ever late. This is a new trend. This is kind of like it's a terrible human habit that we have doing, where we leave people that are mean so much to us until the last minute, and we always make people late. And it is like I'm probably, people that are listening to me smiling here at the moment, because I am one of those people. My timekeeping is shocking.
This email. I'll just respond to that call, and then I'll go afterwards.
And if you ask my colleagues in Red Chair, lads, we're meeting for a quick beer on a given Friday or whatever it is, I'm always the last person to leave. I'm never on time, so I really am. I completely get where we're coming from on this, but it's all really coming to a boil since COVID. And since COVID, we all went into this lockdown scenario where we all became very entangled in our close friends and family. But as we've come out of this, we've stepped back into this scenario where work is first, life is second, and friendship really is out there at an arm's length away. And it's quite sad to see. I don't think us, especially here in Kerry, and we've got the facilities of all the beautiful walks and the lands and what we can do in this county, it's very, very sad to see that work is number one.
If you move here, depending if you're at executive level now, or whatever level you're at, people who move here, they come here because of the lifestyle outside of work. It's one of the big selling points we have for the county.
Absolutely.
And 100%. More and more people now are working from home. But at the same time, if you're not giving time to that, then what's the point?
Absolutely. And as prices and salaries are all coming on par with the bigger cities, we really need to understand life balances and prioritising the understanding of what we want to get out of it. Like, my definition is the equilibrium between personal life and work life, ensuring that neither is neglected. And the importance of this is to reduce stress, improve health and increase productivity within your own life and family.
So you're arguing, like, if you're running around the place, and we'll use the example of the lads, that was Gary Neville they were giving out to, about, I'm always on the go, I gotta go, I'm answering my emails, I'm doing whatever, I'm on my phone all the time. You'd wonder about his productivity. Is he burning himself out? Instead of this is my time for meeting my friend for a coffee. This is my time for meeting my family, for turning up on time, for responding to invites, and that's the way to do it.
Absolutely, it is, and we're all done. Like in my own household, I do my utmost to make sure that there's no mobile phones at the desk or at the table, I should say, when we're having lunch two or three times or dinner two or three times a week, because it just takes away from everything. All of a sudden, you've got social media on, or friends are interacting, and it's taking away from communication. We look at the younger children today as well, especially when kids are getting schools now, getting phones in primary school, and all they're doing is they're stuck to the screen, like the screen teenager kind of a view here. Interaction between younger people is so impossible now because of this. And this is where it's vital that we start communicating more. And as Roy Keane brilliantly said there, is arriving earlier, making that time, no devices, interact more, talk about the good things, the bad things in your life. One thing that we're seeing in the work industry at the moment is this work 4 days a week. And it's been rolled out massively. It's been massively tested in Germany.
Yeah.
And literally what it's going to be, and it's going to be a shock as an employer, by the way, to all you people listening in business, and obviously as an employer, and we've got a few of them in the office, this 4 day week is going to really happen. And it's about
people. You think it's going to happen? It's going to come in here in a big way.
I truly do. Now, not for every industry, but 99, like medical industry, that's going to be a lot more where you see the ridiculous hours the amazing nurses and doctors and ambulance drivers are doing at the moment. But I think it's going to start coming through in a bigger pain from that. But it's about people understanding when you come to work, you get to work, you get your work done, you do as much as you possibly can, you prioritise your work day. But then the benefit of that is you're doing a 5 day work in a 4 day environment.
Yeah.
And then you're giving back to that business and you're helping people. The one thing with the COVID, when we saw the one negative from COVID that we saw, and we did a huge study on this in RedShare, was that people were actually working longer hours working from home, because even though they had the interaction with their family and friends and kids and dogs and cats and parrots, where they were actually doing it is they were answering calls at 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
They were stuck to the phone, emails were coming in from employers, and then they were working more and more and more. So as beautiful as working from home was, it hasn't actually fully and utterly answered the problem.
Where does this play in then to the people who are, let's say, and I'm not sure Gary Neville falls into this, but maybe he does, maybe he's a workaholic.
Yeah,
like wealth came into this as well. Like you've made millions, you're, and you can't put time aside. What's wrong with you? Maybe it's just his personality. No matter how much money he has, then he's work, always on, but it's not healthy.
No,
eventually it won't be healthy.
No, Jerry, and you're right with that. And probably where it is, he's a perfectionist more than a workaholic, because he wants to be the top of his game. He wants to know every.
He wants
stat.
To be the best pundit.
Correct.
He wants to have the best.
It's as we mentioned earlier on my idol, Didi Haman, mentioning about Ronaldo. He is a total perfectionist. Like, that man has everything. He's got the best section of watches, cars, you name it, he has it. And he's an incredible leader in sport. Like, he's in the top 2-3 best players in the world, obviously. And he was so upset yesterday because he'd let his nation down. Now, I do completely agree with Didi and our brief conversation. He's totally plied on that. He's going to be a national Portuguese hero for crying the way he did.
Yeah.
But he nearly threw everything away there because everybody, including management and referees, were looking at what the hell's going on here, as if he was about to collapse on the pitch or something. So it was a big, big gamble, but it paid off for him at the very end. But there is that fine line between being that the best at your industry and best person you can be, but you're sacrificing everything down the line behind you, because at the end of the day you've only got one mum and dad, and if you don't spend as much possible time with them as possible, likewise brothers, sisters, loved
friends,
ones, friends, everything, we need that. We're not isolated people, and being popular at work is absolutely incredible, but being popular outside of work and having a few pints with the lads in the evening and going to see the Kerry matches we're talking about next Saturday, and indeed Kerry FC or whoever you support in the county, be it the Glenbey Falcons basketball team, whoever you want to go and watch and support, that's where you're going to have a proper life balance, and that brings down stress, illness, it makes your blood pressure lower, it's a total give back for
and it should
that.
Work that it, if you get that balance right, you will perform better in work.
Correct.
You won't be slacking off.
Yeah.
You will do better in work if you just get that organised. There's a lot of people out there walking around who haven't got it organised, do you think?
And I'm one of them. Yes, I'd say there's 70-80% of our population, and I would even say that from the self-employed entrepreneurial side of County Kerry, I would even say that's even higher, because it's just about pushing yourself to the max and being successful and then being able to pay and give back to your employees and make a better work balance.
Yeah, yeah, that's part of it. Okay, look, it's interesting and it's a debate we'll continue to have.
Absolutely.
And we'll see what happens with the 4-day week as well. But thanks a million for coming in and taking a look at that for us this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.
That's Fred McDonough there, Red Chair Recruitment. If you have a view on what he had to say and what Roy Keane had to say, you need to put time aside for family and friends. It can all be work, work, work. Give us your thoughts.